New Year's Day in Philadelphia is famous for one thing above all else, the Mummers Parade. The dance moves and elaborate costumes are certainly a big draw. The music, maybe even more. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, one South Philadelphia man's love for the tradition now extends to the airwaves.
It's the night before Christmas Eve, and Joe Anderson is sitting in the basement of his South Philly row home, right where he's been almost every night at 7 p.m. since Labor Day. Why? Because this is where Anderson broadcasts his internet radio show about the city's oddest tradition, the Mummers.
Good evening, Mumtown, USA. Well, here we are. We are in Mumtown right here in South Philadelphia. And
Mum Radio is seasonal. The broadcasts end a week or so after New Year's Day. And the station isn't all Mummers all the time. Here and there, Anderson throws in hits not played by men in feathered sequin suits, just to break things up.
You ever go to Disney World and you go through a small world, and you, when you leave there, you sing that song over and over and over and over. And it just takes one song to reset your mind, and bam, you're back focused in when the next string band song comes in, or a brass band song comes in, or whatever.
Anderson also takes calls and, on occasion, has special guests. Tonight, Monica Haran from the hit TV show Everybody Loves Raymond is plugging a Philadelphia-inspired musical she's in.
You are on the air with DJ Joey Ye here in South Philadelphia, and we have Monica on the air. And, well, Monica, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll get into the whole reason why you're calling here in Mumtown, USA.
Hello, Joe. Yes, I will.
Anderson says he started Mum Radio first and foremost to get Mummer music and history out there for Philadelphians or anyone to enjoy. But he also wanted to create a space where people could hear the positive notes of the tradition.
You would hear a lot of not necessarily true things about the Mummers. And you would always hear negative stuff, how Mummers aren't neighborly friendly and how the Mummers are about themselves and they never give back. But the truth of it all is that the Mummers give back more than anybody that I've ever been involved with. They would give you the shirt off their back even if they don't know you.
Anderson has been a Mummer for almost two decades and plays saxophone with the Avalon String Band. He got his first glimpse of the Mummers during a 4th of July celebration just outside the city in Delaware County, where he grew up. He was hooked.
Once it's in your blood, it's there. It's part of you. It never leaves. You never get tired of it.
Even when Anderson lived in Florida, he would fly back and forth for practices and, of course, the big parade.
When you get involved in these organizations and you've been in them for so long, it does become part of your family. And, you know, the holidays, it's all about seeing family. And the Mummers Parade is obviously, you know, the last big hurrah of the holiday season. And, you know, what place would you rather be, you know, with your family? Yeah, absolutely.
Anderson wants to give listeners those same feelings when they're listening to Mum Radio at home with their loved ones.
Yeah, you know, get people away from reading their books or playing their video games and take that hour time and, you know, do what Mummers do. Have a good time, strut, and love the music at the same time.
I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.